With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New leadership for Syria following the ouster of President Bashar Assad.
The leader of the largest insurgent group in Syria has visited the capital's Umayyad Mosque and declared that the victory against President Bashar al-Assad was a victory for the Islamic nation. In his first public appearance since fighters entered the Damascus suburbs on Saturday, Abu Muhammad al-Jolani addressed supporters at the sprawling mosque, now calling himself by his given name, Ahmad al-Shara, instead of his nom de guerre. He told hundreds of people that Assad had made Syria a farm for Iran's greed. 42-year-old Abu Muhammad al-Jolani is labeled a terrorist by the United States. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the meantime, Russian state news agencies now say Assad and his family have arrived in Moscow, where they've been given asylum. Also, at SRNnews.com, a Stellantis joint venture with Samsung SDI winning a commitment from the Energy Department for up to a $7.5 billion loan to help two electric vehicle battery plants in Indiana.
The project being built by Star Plus Energy LLC is expected to create at least 2,800 jobs at the plants and hundreds more at parts suppliers. Star Plus has to meet technical, legal, environmental, and financial conditions before the government will fund the plan. It's unclear whether the loan will be funded before President-elect Donald Trump, a critic of electric vehicle projects, takes office on January 20th.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Healthcare experts say patients in America need more help dealing with a system that's very complex. They say insurance complications, doctor and drug shortages, and a lack of communication can make life very difficult for anyone who is dealing with a serious illness. This is SRN News. Good news on the abortion level from the CDC.
According to the latest data, the number of abortions in this country decreased 2% in the year following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. Also, the abortion rate decreased 3% and the abortion ratio decreased 2%. In every state where pro-life laws were passed, the total number of abortions and the abortion rate has declined following the repeal of Roe. Meanwhile, some states have voted to expand abortion within their borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a transgender athlete have urged the Minnesota Supreme Court to allow him to compete in the women's division of powerlifting events, saying he's protected under discrimination by the Minnesota Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting rejected J.C. Cooper's application in 2018 to compete in the women's divisions of those events. This is SRN News. Drinking water in New Jersey's capital city and some surrounding areas went largely untested for more than 1 year.
The utility fired a worker who falsified the relevant reports. Trenton Water Works reportedly became aware of the problem a year ago. It says an investigation determined that the water sample collector fudged reports meant to monitor for disinfection byproducts, E. coli, and other things from October 2022 through last December. The worker hasn't been charged but was fired. The utility says the water is safe now. John Scott reporting.
10 people injured when a police officer on a motorcycle crashed into bystanders at a parade in Palm Springs, California. Witnesses say the officer was allegedly popping a wheelie and suddenly lost control of the motorcycle. California Highway Patrol is investigating. More details at SRNnews.com.